Thank you for joining us on Kids Talk Wrestling. Mr. Wild, along with everyone, so we'll start off the show with the first, the IWGP United States Championship. And it's good to see New Japan Pro Wrestling and AEW sort of working together here. I think this should be a good match. I don't mind who wins. I just want to see a good match, I guess.
You know, there's not enough words to describe how happy I am that we're seeing a belt from New Japan being defended here on AEW. You talked about how happy we are about this in the past, but it's just amazing that we're seeing this, you know? I was a little worried at first. New Japan Pro Wrestling wasn't going to get involved, not until they changed, they changed presidents of the company or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
My next question was if John Moxley doesn't lose the belt tonight, do you think we'll see Kenta come back or something? I don't know if they have a rivalry going on. We haven't really been able to watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, but you know, like who is next after that? Will we see someone else in New Japan Pro Wrestling on the show tonight challenge John Moxley or make it known that they want the belt?
Yeah, I don't feel like Kenta would really come from U.S. title. That was a good match. I actually didn't expect it to end right there, but either way, it was good. Now, I have a big... This is the thing, though, because we know that Darby got thrown down the steps last week, and he's supposed to be defending the TNT Championship later tonight. And I just don't know if he's supposed to have to show up, but I don't know if he's going to be able to actually wrestle. He looked like maybe his arm or something was injured. I remember him clutching it, so I don't know if he'll be able to do it.
I mean, me personally, I think he'll be there anyway. I feel like after all we've seen Darby Allin go through all the matches, all types of matches he's been in, I don't see any reason why he won't show up. I just think that he's not going to win. I think he's going to lose the belt tonight. Because I feel like Miro, we all know he's after the title. Miro's not a dumb guy. He sees Darby Allin, he's going to mess that arm up even more if he's smart enough. Any smart person will do that. So I know that, I just think that tonight's tonight, Darby Allin loses the belt.
It possibly is.
He'll show up and lose. That's all he has to do. So do you guys think SC is going to do? Do you think that they're going to beat the Young Bucks? I know that, 13-0 is, I think that's what it says. It's a pretty good record. So,
Yeah, but we also got, look who's there.
That's true. Unless he doesn't have anyone on the side, you know, that's really an advantage for Young Bucks. Definitely. Me personally, I think that the Young Bucks are going to retain. I'm just saying. I don't know that that sounds negative to anyone, but I'm just saying, I think that that's what's going to happen. And I'm not saying that I want SCU to break up. SCU is a great tag team. We always got to remember, they were the first, they're among the first tag teams in AEW. But they got a different thing going here, you know, so I think that they're just on it right now. And after you did grab the point, they got help out there. I don't think they need the help. I don't think they do. Now, should SCU win the belts? I mean, that's great, you know. But if they don't, you know, that's just what happened. They placed down themselves. They didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
They just really closed the door on themselves.
I can't believe that he used the Styles Clash. Yes. And they actually said it. They said it. That was
interesting.
Yeah, that was.
Very interesting. You know what? And AJ Styles could have been part of this. AJ could have been doing what?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing right now. I don't know. What is he doing? I don't see anything.
I don't know.
I don't know. He could have been part of this, but that was awesome. That was awesome. This match is awesome.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, a Styles Clash, that's not going to beat the Young Bucks, that's, you know.
Yeah, apparently not.
I think that was actually going to be it, but Nick came.
Yeah, Nick almost didn't come in time.
I thought Nick was going to fall off the stage when he was getting
up. Be right back, don't go anywhere. So now that this is a triple threat match at Double or Nothing, I'm thinking that Kenny might lose the
division. As long as we don't have Orange Cassidy and Packing the Red alone.
Yeah, I think. So the Inner Circle, they're getting offered a rematch from the Pinnacle. But the thing is, if they lose, which again they lost the Stadium Stampede last year. The Inner Circle has to break up. So they either get their rematch like they won, or they'd have to break up if they lose.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, like you said, they have a bad history at the match. They didn't win the last match. I'm not saying they can't win this one. I don't know. Once again, it's a match where, you know, there are no rules. We know both teams don't care about the rules. So, I mean, it's just basically who's going to beat Yuri. I think the Inner Circle can win. I think they might win. I think that they're going to accept, because I feel like they feel like they got, this is their chance to beat them.
Yeah, but also, we got to remember, the Pinnacle, they haven't ever been in that match either.
No.
So the Inner Circle, I know it's not really like one of those matches where it's like, you know, it's kind of just like, it's like you can do anything, but yeah. I mean, they're so cool. I feel like just because they wrestled in before, I feel like it might help them in the second match.
And they got to be trying some different tactics this time, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, I think that personally, the fact that there's a chance that they could break up if they lose, I think that's going to give them extra motivation going into the match, aside from the fact that they already got to beat the Pinnacle, because they, you know, they lost against them. So I think those two things alone would get them the victory if it's, you know, if they're passionate enough about it.
So I think, I think that the Inner Circle could win. I think they will, if they accept.
If they accept.
Yeah.
If Miro does not win this, I'll be so upset. Because Darby, I don't think he's defending that double enough, so it's not the only.
Yeah.
Like, you have to wait for a while, I guess.
Because.
About 2 weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we know he's not even 100% either.
It's about time that someone actually injured him. They got him a week and stuff, so represented. I really don't think Miro's playing around. I think he's going to take the championship. But speaking of championships, do you guys think that Britt Baker will be shooting for the women's championship? I feel like she has to, because she has held the belt for a year, like she mentioned. I just don't understand how that happens. Like, how she did that.
Well, they've faced off before, so I feel like this would definitely still be a tight match. But I'm kind of feeling like maybe this time around, Dr. Britt Baker might win the championship.
I hope she is. In fact, she is like a government woman.
Yes.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe her time away would have been shorter if, you know, COVID-19 had made certain people, had certain people out. So maybe her time away wouldn't have lasted this long. You just didn't have the right person to come on. But not until now. I think that Britt Baker's going to do it this time. If she doesn't do it this time, maybe. I don't know.
Well, we're going to go on commercial break, but stay tuned. So far, Darby's actually been a lot more resilient than I was expecting. I was actually expecting this to be like a really easy W, but I'm not. Darby's just like, he's so resilient, and he just doesn't know when to quit. He knows he's gonna get hurt if he keeps going, because all he's doing is really making Miro more mad.
That's all that he's doing. Sure, it started off a little bit rocky. That's how it's always gonna start. It's gonna be a back and forth. But Darby Allin's not gonna do it. That's just not gonna happen. That's not how it works. Miro came there to become TNT champion tonight. Darby's, his title run has to end. It's gonna end tonight.
Yeah, I think it is, because it's not looking too good for him. There was some moments I think Miro was gonna be able to do.
I told you it was gonna happen.
Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week, Mr. Y. Sign.